This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
About Bit Giroli covers baseball, the Nationals, and everybody else that plays baseball for The Athletic here on 106.7 The Fan as well. Britt, this is kind of a big month for the Nationals, which sounds funny to say for a team that's a million games under 500 and you can't really compete at the highest level. But the future of the organization here, thinking about ownership, Juan Soto negotiations, maybe a couple guys might be all-stars, the trade deadline, Rizzo extended, same as Davey Martinez. Just kind of put into perspective for us here what this month might mean.
Yeah, and then you also have the first-year player draft, which right. used to be in June and now is in July, and the Nationals have a fifth pick. So I agree with you. It's a huge month for them organizationally. Now, it still remains a long shot that they do sign Juan Soto to an extension. But certainly, you look at the trade deadline, and Josh Bell is one of the top guys that's going to be available. So it's not last year's trade deadline. They don't have Max Scherzer and Trey Turner to deal. But there's still some significant things that Mike Rizzo could do here. And knowing that he's coming back for next year, knowing that Davey Martinez is coming back for next year, that adds a layer of stability. And, you know, I don't want to say it impacts what he does, but certainly he's human. He's like everyone else. The uncertainty of knowing, oh, I might not be there next year doesn't matter, versus I know I'm going to be with the Nationals at least one more year. Let me continue this rebuild, continue to see this through. I think though that move to extend the both of them to pick up that option really adds a whole lot of relief up and down the organization right now.
Britt, I know it's almost impossible to predict what's going to happen without knowing who the next owner is going to be, but what are the chances you think that Rizzo stays and helps lead the next rebuild and tries to build a second championship team here? Because, you know, I thought he did a really good job. I was talking to someone in baseball who said normally when an owner takes over, the GM changes, the president of baseball ops changes. Like, how do you see that going?
Yeah, I mean, I know that the Lerner family initially, when they were talking about exploring a sale, didn't want to saddle the new ownership with a GM and a manager they didn't want. But as this has progressed and we're now in July, it became very apparent that what they didn't want to do was not have a GM and a manager and not sell the team until maybe later in the year and put them behind the eight ball in the GM and manager search. So I don't know if there's a way to handicap it. Like you said, the new owner usually wants their guy, their people. But I do think having that option year at least gives Rizzo and Davey an audition, a tryout. At least gives Rizzo a chance to say, listen, I built this 2019 World Series team. I can do it again. Here's our plan moving forward. So I do think it helps a little bit with continuity, having that extra year. But it's just so impossible to handicap and really depends on who they're going to bring in and whether this owner is going to be hands-on and say, I know things or I want to do things, I want to be super involved, I want my people in high places, or if he's simply going to say, I'm going to let the baseball people do baseball things. And I think we can all agree that Mike Rizzo is a very capable baseball person.
Britt, you've been around the game for so many years and someone that's covered at such a high level like you have. I'm curious just your opinion on this. I think the world of Davey Martinez as a person couldn't have been more gracious and generous to Grant and I, just so kind and an awesome dude. I think he was the exact right guy to helm that 2019 group. Put the period there, kind of next paragraph. I'm trying to figure out how to evaluate him since then. I know this roster isn't a 100-win team, so I don't know how you could judge that specifically, but what are some of the things that you judge a manager by, especially for a team like this where you're watching some of the same boneheaded mistakes and some of the young players that need to develop? I don't know that they really are. How do you evaluate somebody like Davey in this position right now?
Yeah, it's tough because I feel the exact same way. I love Davey, and I've known Davey since my first year covering Tampa Bay in 2008. He was Joe Maddon's bench coach. So we go way back, and he's always been that authentic, genuine, nice guy. And I don't know how much of this team's play is on him, but also this isn't a team that's just straight young, right? They've also got big league players. So the sloppy play, the fundamentals, the lack of execution, that has to fall somewhere, right? And if it doesn't fall on the manager and the staff that Davey brought in, and it's not like he's a new manager where he was you know, kind of limited. They gave him some coaches that he didn't have a whole lot of input. This is Davey Martinez's staff. He has the power to make coaching decisions. So if you don't blame him for some of the team's play, I don't know who else you blame. And again, they wouldn't have probably won the World Series without him and without his positivity, and he was the perfect person there. But I do wonder, when they get to this next phase of the rebuild, as they change over ownership groups, what is going to happen to Davey Martinez? Is he going to be seen as the guy that's going to lead this again, or is he going to be a guy that we largely say he had a huge part of Nationals history, nobody will ever forget what he did, but now it's time to move on? And that's kind of similar to what happened with Joe Maddon in Chicago, if you remember, with the Cubs. I mean, that guy probably will have a statue someday for them winning the World Series, but then very quickly it went bad. And now he doesn't even have a job. Obviously, was let go from the Angels earlier this season. So the manager job is very tough. It's impossible to evaluate. But when I do watch this team, I do wonder, how much of this should we blame Davey for? And I think you have to at least partially blame him for the sloppy play and the way this team is underperforming.
Britt, I'm going to nerd out with you for a second here. I'm flying out to L.A. for the All-Star festivities and to anchor our MLB draft coverage on MLB Network Radio in a couple weekends, and you mentioned that the Nats pick fifth. And we know that they're not going to take a college arm because there isn't one available in that range that's going to come off the board. A lot of injuries this year. Like, they probably aren't going to hear a college pitcher's name called in the first round until the middle of the first round. But I'm curious, do you think they should go with like a quicker to the big leagues college bat who could maybe be there in a year or two? Or do you think they should go ceiling like they did last year with Brady House and just get the best hitter available, even if it's a high schooler who's 18 who's going to take more time, with the state of that system where they just have so few impact players right now?
I think they have to go college-ready polish. And I had John Mayo on from MLB Pipeline when I was on Sunday, and he mentioned a couple guys who could kind of be in that realm. So it's not like they'd be settling on a guy who's just older in favor of a guy who has the higher upside, the higher ceiling, like a house. This draft does have some really good college position player prospects, and I think that they'd probably go that route for a couple of reasons. I mean, one, you don't know how long this rebuild is going to last, but Mike Rizzo has made it very clear that they want to get this over with. They don't want to be in this 5-6 year cycle. And two, I think if they get a guy who's close to ready, it could help them with ownership. Say, look, we've got some guys. We're going to make some improvements. We're going to be better next year, right? This is kind of an interesting scenario, but I agree with you. They're not getting a pitcher. This isn't the class to get a pitcher, but they almost, I don't want to say don't need a pitcher, but they've gotten a pitcher. They got Cade Cavalli, and he's knocking on the door. And they got, you know, some guys that they feel good about from the Dodgers, from all those deals last year. And so I think they probably will go with a college position player prospect, a bat that they feel like can be ready sooner rather than later. And by the way, Grant, I'm so jealous you're going to be at the All-Star game. I am way too pregnant to get on a plane, and I'm going to have FOMO the entire week watching this from home.
Well, it's going to be, it'll be a good trip, but you got better things.
Yeah, you got
going
a cooler
on.
Thing going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if it's an All-Star baby or a trade deadline baby. But either way, I'll be watching. I'll be watching and be a little sad that I'm not there. The Futures game there is just one of the cooler events for sure.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And now it's all in one weekend. They've got the draft and the Futures game Saturday and Sunday before, obviously, the All-Star game on Monday and the Tuesday and the Home Run Derby on Monday, all kind of jammed into 4 days. Britt, thanks so much. We will catch up soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Britt.
There's Britt Ciroli of The Athletic, and you can hear her regularly right here on 106.7 The Fan as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.